Joined by head coach Tammy Ockenfels of the Trenton Lady Bulldog tennis team. We had, I guess, technical difficulties that is way over my knowledge level, as I was telling coach, but we don't have a replay of the interview with Lexi Gott from last night. She is an excellent interview, though, coach. I'd say she's probably top five in the 15 or so years we've been doing that show, and you said she likes doing it. She did well last night.
Oh, good. Well, she's always the first one to volunteer. She goes, I'll do it. I'm like, okay, you go for it. Ever need someone to fill in time, call Lexi.
Yeah, I'd say, though, Macy Moore had the quote of the night when I asked her about being a leader on the Lady Bulldog softball team, and she goes, yeah, I like getting after people a little bit because I'm bigger than them, so they're a little bit intimidated.
Oh, that's great.
Or something like that. Exactly. You did a lot of good things at Chillicothe, coach, but Lexi was just so brutally honest about this, and you said, yeah, it's right on the ball. You had a bunch of individual leads in those matches at Chillicothe, and you got two wins, but you could have easily won that head-to-head duel against the Hornets. So I know the girls probably already have that return match a few weeks down the road circled on the calendar.
Right. We got in three of our matches, we got up way up, like 7-3, 7-4, and they just couldn't finish. Two of them ended up in a tiebreaker, and they ended up losing. And another one, she just never recovered. And, when you get up, and then you're like, okay, I'm up, then you kind of let your guard down, and then you let your opponent get back into the game. So we were able to have one practice this week on Tuesday. Since LeBron was canceled, we were able to go ahead and have practice here, but we just, talked about, just being able to finish. So we actually practiced. I had, my one doubles, played my two doubles, and they started off, they were automatically down 2-5. Mm. So that's just one other way we're trying to practice. Yes, you can come back. If the other team can come back, we can too. So we're just trying to practice that scenario, during practice after school, when we can after school. It's been raining, and it's still raining today.
Yeah, it's been one of those weeks. I think the weather's going to flip next week. At least that's what I'm hoping, because I figure it can't rain for 2 weeks straight.
Yes, I hope so. Yeah, tennis and rain do not go together.
No, it's true. You get out a lot of squeegees when that happens.
Right. Well, it hasn't stopped raining enough to get them out. I have them ready, but I can't get them out.
Oh, boy. Here's the thing with momentum. Whenever I talk momentum, I go back to Coach Esri at NCMC, because he said time after time in basketball, he'd like to write a term paper on momentum and just how crazy it is. And I think I'm kind of figuring it out, because if you have momentum going against you, as the girls kind of did late in their matches, you kind of think, okay, it's going to take one or two points and I'll get it back. The problem is that when you lose momentum, the opponent's getting momentum. And I think the biggest problem with trying to get that thing flipped is now your opponent is just feeling really great about their game and kind of riding the wave.
Exactly. And then they just wrote it out. And, once they hit five, I was still kind of hoping, let's see what they can do. I talked to them between, passing times, whenever they switch sides. But, just like you said, it's really hard, once that momentum shifts. You just hope that it switches back for us, but it just didn't happen Monday night.
Yeah, and I talked to Lexi, too, about the fact that you played Savannah and you played Chillicothe this week, and just, I think psychologically, we know what Trenton Chillicothe is, and Trenton Savannah doesn't have that same kind of kick to it, so the girls get up when they play Chillicothe. With that being said, the waves of momentum, whether they be good or bad, they kind of feel like they're more one way or the other when you have the Hornets on the other side.
Right. And, the girls, we talked about that afterwards. And so, we just sit down and talk as a team, and everyone, shares. And we had a really good team discussion about that. So I'm looking forward to, playing, not just Chillicothe, but other teams, coming up next week and the next few weeks, and just carrying that, just how to carry that momentum all the way through the match.
I mentioned this with Coach Holtman, because softball had a couple of rainouts this week. I think the weather is going to get better. I really haven't checked the forecast all that close, but I think that's the case for next week. But if the weather turns better, you're going to be really busy, because you got a couple of matches to make up here over the next couple of weeks.
Right. We're going to make up Carrollton on Tuesday. So we had won our three doubles. We'll come back and play them in singles. And then we have Cameron tournament on Wednesday, and then we go to Kirksville on Thursday.
And today,
so
was
hopefully we get those in.
Today was supposed to be the Benton tournament. Are they working on a reschedule for that?
They could not find a date.
Ooh.
So that just stinks. And so that's three matches right there. And they had talked about having it maybe in Genesis, and truthfully there were 10 teams. And then I'm kind of glad that that didn't work out, just because with everything going on with COVID, you don't really want 10 tennis teams all together in a building.
Correct. Correct. That's kind of my thing, too, is I just kind of cringe when I see a bunch of people together, whether it's if it's in an outdoor spot, we know it's probably better than indoors. But that's kind of unavoidable if you're talking about a tennis tournament, that you're probably going to have that issue with trying to keep people separated.
Right, and there just isn't a lot of room there. I mean, it's really nice to play there. We've had to play districts there before, so it is a nice facility, but not with everything else going on right now.
And you kind of get to the point, too, that the last time you played was against Chillicothe, and that's not the finish that you wanted, and you'd kind of like just to get another match in just so you can get momentum going the other way and kind of not have that be the last memory.
Right, and also just to be able to practice. Mm-hmm. Because usually on rainy days, whenever we just come into my classroom and we just watch U.S. Open, which there are some really good matches going on in U.S. Open right now. So, but then, even then, I really don't want us all just in a room together. So I'm going to encourage them. Hopefully it'll stop raining, and then this weekend they can get out and practice, and we'll have a good practice on Monday before we start our matches next week.
A couple of things I wanted to touch on here, Coach. Mallory Soule got her first varsity singles win of the season on Tuesday against Megan Sisson. Yes. Really good night for her.
She did. It was really good. Yeah, Mallory just really worked hard, and it was just great to see her. She had great movement on the court, and you just tell that confidence. And again, I just wanted to push it all the way through, and she did. So that was really good. So I was happy for her. And her sister, Megan, her brother was actually FaceTiming so her sister could watch her. Mm-hmm. So that was good. And I go, maybe he should just do that every time.
Appreciate the time, Coach. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you so much, Tom. Bye.